Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here, 17 minutes past the hour. August the 31st, 2022, last day of the month of August. Can you believe that? 63 degrees, hazy skies, and I am here hoping my voice holds up for the next 43 minutes. Don't forget Linda Sims, Voice of a People, will be on today from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. And then the Adam the Computer Guy show today from 12:15 until 1 p.m. And then we also have the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday sermon from 6:10 until 7 p.m. tonight. So don't miss those hot programs on this station. Phone lines are open. Would love to hear from you this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Wondering if Lee or Scott or Judy Summers got their internet problems worked out or their machines hooked up so they're able to listen to us. Hopefully, if they don't, they will over time. You know, there is a transition period. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. Before we went to break there, two stories were brought up to me. One by our friend Sarah out there about the water situation in Mississippi. What do you make about that whole water situation in Mississippi? Apparently, they don't have water to drink or flush the toilets in Jackson, Mississippi. What a horrible situation that must be. You know, what do you do? I mean, it's a crisis. And I'm not sure what you'd do in a situation like that. Then, on the silly side, apparently New Yorkers have to have their ID checked for whipped cream, to buy whipped cream. Now, Adam gave me this story, and I have no idea. I didn't get a chance to read it all, but I am seeing the headlines here. Why in the world would you need an ID to buy whipped cream in New York? I'd be getting ID'd all the time. I love to make the whipped cream cottage cheese jello mixture. Why in the world would you need an ID to buy whipped cream in New York? Does anybody have any thoughts on the water situation in Jackson, Mississippi? Or does anybody know why you need an ID to buy whipped cream in the state of New York? That's what they're worried about in New York right now. Whipped cream. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. I would love to hear from you. Give me your thoughts on this. You know, a very serious story going on in Mississippi. And then you've got a kind of a strange story going on in New York. I don't understand why you would need an ID to buy ice cream. Is it something about the aerosol can? Is that the problem? You know, people do strange stuff. The human mind will boggle your mind any day of the week. You ever just look at people sometimes and say, I wonder why they did that? Holy mackerel. All right. Okay, what else is on the agenda here this morning? Well, it was said last week that I was being rude to Abby when she called in. Now, does anybody feel I was being rude to her? Because I'm willing to take a poll on this. Because she called in like three times last week, which I appreciate. But I would hate to think that people thought that I was being rude to her, because that would be the last thing in the world that I would want to do. So does anybody have an opinion on this? Do you think I was rude to Abby when she called in last week? I was just curious what this bungee exercise was. And sometimes I have to take her stories and give them a little injection of the truth, I guess is what you would say. Because sometimes they don't always add up. So you got to give them a little injection of the truth to make them more accurate. But nothing wrong with that. I think in some ways we all embellish a little bit. And sometimes we don't remember things as they should be. Especially when you're her age. You know, your brain starts to go. You might not remember things as well as you once did. So I just feel myself as a corrector with her stories. I certainly don't mean to do it in a rude way. It just is more of a, I'm fixing the problem, so the audience gets the whole story. What do you think? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 23 minutes past the hour here. WWGH Radio time. You know, when you have something in your throat, an illness, you hear it in your ears, and then when you put headphones on, it's 10 times worse. It sounds like you're underwater. That's what it feels like right now. It feels like I'm underwater. But my nose is not plugged up, thank goodness. And I really don't have any other symptoms to speak of. Just a husky throat, and trust me, it's a lot better than it was the last 2 days. Or really 3 days. Sunday was not good at all. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday were not good. Saturday's when it started to go south. Does anybody have any home remedies for a what do you call it? A heavy, husky, laryngitis-y throat? Give me a buzz here, 740-751-4038. You know, a lot of people used to recommend the old hot toddies. Just take a little alcohol, knock them back. I still have never really understood how you make a hot toddy. I don't think the alcohol really matters. Whatever kind of alcohol you use, I think is kind of superfluous to the hot toddy. I think it's just warming up alcohol and then drinking it. Is there any more to a hot toddy than that? I guess the theory being that alcohol will kill whatever's in you. Whatever virus or infection or whatever you have. They used to be much more popular than they are these days. Hot toddies don't get the mention that they do nowadays. Let's see here. What else do we have in our file here? You know, does anybody know if the D&B Rockin' Wings has opened up over by Logan Tire? Oh, thank goodness we're getting a call. Let's take the call.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Yes.
You're talking there about the curing effects of alcohol. And, you know, Eric and I have been soaking various fruits and rum and brandy and so forth, you know, throughout the summer here, working on the fruitcake pizza.
Oh, Lord.
And we've nearly got it perfected. You know, we've been testing various fruits and various liquors and the core and everything there, and getting everything well soaked. You have to get the fruit and the alcohol combined there, and we put it into a nice pizza setting and everything, and so we pretty much have it perfected.
So now, nothing like the holidays, like a fruitcake pizza.
Yes, entirely. But, you know, I'm thinking, you know, without Glenn there, who would appreciate a fruitcake pizza?
Well, I think Glenn might come back for a visit, if that were possible. And I'm trying to think of anybody else who likes fruitcake. Well, I know some of our listeners do.
Have you heard from Glenn? Is he like traveling through Arizona and calling in occasionally? Or?
Well, here's what I think about Glenn. He put a message up, I think it was last week, where he was thanking everybody who'd been on the radio with him, which I thought he did 2 weeks earlier. So I think he's getting bored and already missing it.
See, he could be like Charles Perrault, you know, the roving correspondent out there, you know, and he could be driving through, you know, Mississippi or other places, or even New York looking for, you know, whipped cream, and he could be reporting back with these things. You know, he could have both the best of both worlds.
Now, have you understood this whipped cream thing?
I've never heard of it, but I assume it has something to do with aerosol and maybe some of the illicit uses of it.
You know, I can't imagine you would go into a store in New York and be ID'd for whipped cream.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing in Ohio. You have to have an ID to buy spray paint.
Well, I don't know. It just seems a little...
What people do with it.
Now, the fruitcake pizza. Now, what pizza contents are on this thing?
Well, it's not going to be your normal top. It's going to be... It's a specialized pizza. It's like the Hawaiian pizza. Yeah, special top. It's very for, you know, specialized. You know, kind of a... More of a... the crust is going to be more of a, I guess maybe a whole grain, you know, crust with, more like a spice crust, you know, and then your toppings for bacon will be of the, your rum soaked, fruits and so forth. Maybe a little glazing on top of there, you know. I think like a good food cake to bring in glazing.
My eyes is over when I hear a fruit cake.
So it's not going to be your normal mainstream pizza, but it should bring out the best in everybody.
Now, will you be taking orders? Because people might like these things.
Well, it could be the spread of another million-dollar empire.
It could be. You never know. These fruit cakes are something else.
And the good thing is that, you know, if you don't finish it all in one day, you can keep it over for a while.
Yeah, like 6 or 8, 12 years.
Could be.
Fruitcakes age very well.
If they do. Especially, you know, if you get proper alcohol into the fruit there, it'll age even better.
Exactly. Well, Bob, we'll look forward to that.
All right. Well, let me know when Glenn's back in town and we'll whip something up.
Hey, sounds good. Thanks, Bob. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
A fruitcake pizza. Oh, my goodness. Well, I heard somebody else calling in there. If that was you, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz if that was you. 29 minutes past the hour. What do you make of that? A fruitcake pizza. Holy mackerel. Or do you have a hot toddy recipe? That's another question here this morning. What do you make of the whole aerosol whipped cream ID being ID'd in New York? What's that all about? The terrible mess in Jackson, Mississippi with the water, no water to drink, no water to flush your toilet. Horrible. Any thoughts on this? Like I said, I know we had somebody buzzing in there. If that was you, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And trust me, I will take the call this morning because any help is appreciated with this throat going the way that it is. Aye, 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 I tell you. Nothing worse than a bad throat, especially if you're going to talk on the radio. You want to have a good throat, not one that's in and out. But that's the way it goes. 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind, give us a buzz, and we can discuss it here. I wonder what the people in Jackson, Mississippi are doing. With no water to flush their toilet and no water to do anything. Take showers, drink? Do they have to go to a different city? I don't know. That's just horrible. You know, what has happened here in America? Do you ever just ask yourself, what in the world is going on here? And now the real apocalypse is on us, fruitcake pizzas. Holy Lord. What a mess that'll be. You know, and I like pizza, but this could very well ruin the whole idea of pizza for me. A fruitcake pizza. You know, I wouldn't try that with a 10-foot pole. Would not even get close. Let's see here. You know, we had a Family Feud question last week. It still has two answers that we do not have answered. What is the best place for someone to study? Now, we had library, bedroom, and kitchen. Now, there are still two answers left that we have never gotten to here. And they're not all that complicated answers. What is the best place for someone to study? 740-751-4038. Still two answers left on this list. Of course, you've got the library. That's a common place that people study. And the bedroom, which I guess could also be considered the dorm room or something of that nature. Then you've got the kitchen. I guess a lot of people probably study in the kitchen because of the kitchen table. I'm guessing that's where that one comes from. But there are still two other answers here. Does anybody know what they are? What is the best place for someone to study? Library, bedroom, and kitchen. Two answers left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. Now, as I said earlier this morning when Adam was on with me, comedian Gallagher has sent me some songs that he produced, I guess, about 4 or 5 years ago. And he wanted me to play them so people could hear them. And we played one of them earlier. Now, let's see here. There are like, I don't know how many of them we have here. Let me take a look. How many of these songs do we have? We have, it looks like, I don't know, maybe six? Well, let's try this one. It's called, well, a lot of people like cats. Kitties don't know nothing about the blues. Here we go.
Them claws come out, hair stands on end. Wild eyes are open wide. 'Cause the next ambush, their little tush could be the one that's fried. So all the Earth's animals stand sentry after post on a constant lookout. To get took out, they might become some kind of toast. Frantic mother birds must keep hungry others from her peeps. It's a pity how skinny antelope even leap in their sleep. Penguins hide from sharks and them squirrels from gunfire in the parks. Even jellyfish don't seem that relaxed to me. I mean, dangling and angling 24/7, that's not a life that's blessed. Wild things start each day. A nervous wreck. Stress. But I'm telling you, them kitties, they don't know nothing. They don't know nothing about the blues. Well, what do they kitty care? With 9 lives to lose, dogs, they go to work, while felines, they just cruise. 'Cause kitties don't know nothing about the blues. They don't pay no bills. They don't owe no dues. They don't pay no attention to the human news. They're so busy being detectives, looking for some clues, sniffing all the socks, putting themselves in other shoes, deciding when to snooze, what cat food to refuse, what litter box not to use, climbing up and up for better views than needing firemen to their rescues. Why is that? Because them kiddies don't know nothing about the blues. They just do what they choose to tabbies. There are no taboos. They can scratch you, or they can schmooze, socialize, or turn recluse. But when cats realize there's so little earthly time per feline pursuit that they pursue, they decide to just recline, and so decline to be of use. They have the wisdom of a muse, yet they get stuck in trees and on the roof. They're the goof that's most aloof in the animal zoos. You know why they're so different than you and I? 'Cause them kids don't know nothing about the blues. They always couldn't care less, except if you come home with another pet. Oh, heaven forbid! The curse that's worse yet. Somehow they get all the way wet. Ah, call the vet. We have a case of feline fatal fretting. Kitties, you know they don't know nothing about the blues. Oh, they cat around late where they might be some sex. But don't want who's best, just who's next. In fact, you can hear them caterwauling from New York to New Orleans. They're after midnight calling like they can't find their darling. Cats really don't know nothing about the blues. Here's what they figured. Them that don't care can't win or lose. So they actually choose to be kitties that don't know nothing about the blues. Now cats can sleep deep, or cats can just snooze. A cat nap is the most rest they can use, 'cause kitties must be on constant patrol, writing kitty tickets for anything that rolls. Kitties don't know nothing about worrying. They don't scurry. They don't know nothing about the blues. Felines, they have no feeling. There's no one in there that needs revealing. No hurt, no need for healing. No cat will ever pet you back. It's not a reciprocal type of a pet with which you and I are dealing. My kitties don't care nothing about you except for what for them you can do. And that's why it's kind of our fault. The kitties
don't know nothing. Might as well be made of stuffing. Them kitties don't know nothing about the blues. Them kitties don't know nothing about the blues.
Calvin and Hobbes, Itchy and Scratchy, Tom and Jerry, Ren and Stimpy, Felix, Heathcliff, Alice's Dinah, the Wonderlands, Cheshire Cat, Simba, Penelope, Garfield, and Winnie the Pooh's Tigger, Pinocchio's Figaro, British Pink Panther from Japan, Hello Kitty. These are just some of the cats I know.
Well, that was a real educational piece, wasn't it? 41 minutes past the hour here on this last day of August, 2022. Well, for all you cat lovers, I hope you enjoyed that song. Kitties Don't Know Nothing About the Blues from comedian Gallagher. How about that? All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right, the Family Feud question is still in front of us. What is the best place for someone to study? Now, we've got library, bedroom, and kitchen. But there are still two other answers. Does anybody know what the other two answers are? 740-751-4038. The best place for someone to study. Or any thoughts on Jackson, Mississippi, and their water issue? Why do you need an ID to buy whipped cream in New York? We've got an apocalypse coming. A fruitcake pizza. Holy mackerel. What a mess that's going to be for the holiday time. Boy, and the holidays are just right around the corner, aren't they? As we head into the month of September, that puts us, 3.5 months away from Christmas? Isn't that something? The year is just rolling right by. 63 degrees and haze here in Marion. It is a nice hazy morning dew, if you think about it. You know, it was quite amazing the other night. We had calls from Peru, and we had calls from Arizona. The wide reach of this program. And we appreciate everybody who listens and pays attention. Apparently, we don't have a whole lot of studiers out there this morning. What is the best place for someone to study? We got the library, the bedroom, and the kitchen. Still two other answers to go. 740-751-4038. Well, maybe this is the correct answer.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott?
Yes.
It's me.
How's it going?
All right. We just got that yard done.
Well, I appreciate it. Now, what's new with you?
Had a softball game yesterday.
Yeah, how'd that go? We want to get a little update on that.
Well, we won our last two games, so we're 9-2 now?
Really? 9-2?
Yep.
Now, how many games do you end up playing?
Probably around 11, 12 games.
Now, this is the Marka Hawks, right?
Yep.
And this is softball?
Marion Hawks. We don't like the sports coordinator don't like the Marka word. So it's Marion.
Oh, okay. Marion.
She corrected me the other day.
So you guys have how many games a season?
Anywhere from 11, 12 games a year, and then we got the regionals, and then we got the state tournament if we qualify for that.
Now, how far do you go out of town?
We went to Lucas County, we went to Ashland, we went to Cedar Point for the tournament for state.
Now, how many are on the team?
We've only got one team, and believe it or not, there is when the season began, we had 24 players, and we told a lot of them that the coach told them a lot of them that you might not see a lot of playing time, because if some of the games are tight, we just can't get them in. But when we play the weaker teams, they do get in,
Now, who's been the most difficult team you've played?
I'd say the most difficult team we've played so far. Ooh, that'd be probably between Erie County and Lucas County.
Now,
actually, Lucas County is probably more. We haven't beat them in the last 4 years.
Now, why are they so tough?
They have a shortstop that is so. He is their best player all around, and a lot of our teammates kept hitting it their way, and he just kept doubling them up.
Now, what do you make of the general baseball season this year? Who's going to go to the World Series? We're getting close.
Well, until my AL and until my NL team gets knocked out, I'm still going to go with them.
So who'll be your pick?
The Braves and the Guardians.
Brave. Now, how'd you become a Braves fan?
I've been a Braves fan since I was real little.
Now, what got you involved with the Braves?
I saw their, a long time ago, I saw their logo and I just fell in love with them. I love Tom Glavine, Greg Maddux, Chipper Jones is my all-time favorite player. So
now, Greg Maddux used to play for the Cubs.
Yeah, but he made a name for himself when he went to Atlanta.
Well, that's, you know, it takes a while with the Cubs, especially back in those days when the Tribune owned the team.
Yeah, the Cubs were like at the bottom of the barrel, and Maddux came to us, and he just, you know, shined out, you know.
Well, he was a good pitcher. There was no doubt about that.
Yeah, he just didn't get his full. I'm not going to say the Cubs are like trash because they're not. You know, they were just.
They won the World Series.
They were at the, well, not back then when the Braves were hot, you know, when Maddux, before Maddux went to them, to Atlanta, when he was with the Cubs were like, you know, they weren't winning very many games.
Well, I don't think the Tribune Company was putting a whole lot of money into them at that point.
Yeah. And then you had Ted Turner could buy anybody.
Yeah, he had some dough.
Oh, yeah, him and Steinbrenner were right there.
Who owns the Braves now?
Who owns the Braves now? Shoot, you asked me too fast.
Ted Turner sold them, didn't he?
Yeah, he sold them. That's why they're not showed on TBS anymore because it's not, it's not the Turner broadcast system or whatever. So, I forget who owns them now.
Now, who's the sneaker team that we should be keeping an eye on? Who's going to come up? Yeah. Who's going to come up? The sleeper, the sneaker, whatever you call it.
Well, the Phillies are getting hot.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, they're getting hot. Did you see them with Bryce Harper?
I haven't seen. Now, where do you think the Cubs are going to end up in this?
They're not in the playoff race.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
Now, what about the poor
Reds? A few years ago, they were in the World Series with Cleveland. Now, you see Cleveland's still up there, but where's Chicago?
I think they took the money, and they won their World Series, and now they're happy.
Yeah.
Now, what about the poor Reds?
Oh, my God. You could get I saw the other day, you could get tickets for them for $8.
Well, yeah, I think at this point, nobody wants to see a team that's not doing very well.
Oh, my God. And you don't want to say anything, you know, like, because they're major leaguers, you know, and, oh, my God. Another sleeper team in the AL, it could be Toronto right now.
Well, what do you think has happened to the Reds?
I just think management is what it is. Not the manager, but the owner.
Boy, back when Marge shot on the team. She wouldn't have let this happen.
Yeah, not the owner now, he's just trying to save money. And, you know, it's like, why won't you want someone to come see you? You know, your own fan base is just not, they're giving up on you.
It's unfortunate, and you know, I think that Cincinnati has always been a great sports town, and I think the Reds have always led the way down there, but it doesn't seem to be the case right now.
Oh, yeah.
$8 a ticket.
Yeah, it is.
And you can drive down to Cincinnati and see a Reds game.
Yeah. And another, in the NL, I mean, the Phillies are like a half game out of the wild card, but Arizona and Milwaukee Arizona's just a little bit too far behind it. Milwaukee ain't. I mean, they're just 2.5 back.
Now, what do you make of this story about in New York, you have to get ID'd to buy whipped cream?
You never heard about that?
No, well, why is that?
people use that if it's the aerosol can, which I think it is, what they're talking about, you can get high off that stuff.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. You never heard of that?
Well, no, but, I mean, do they ID people who buy, like, hairspray and things like that?
No, because hairspray, you can't get high off that. Who would want to spray hairspray in their mouth?
You can get high off of spraying whipped cream in your mouth?
Before the actual whipped cream, like when it's brand new, you can... I heard you could get high off of it. If you look it up, you could see.
But isn't there a problem that none of the other states are IDing for this?
I have no idea. Because, you know, that New York, probably more people that buy that stuff. I don't know.
So the kids are using it.
Huh?
That's why they have to ID it, because the kids are using it.
Yes. There was an episode with a cop on Cops. I don't know if you saw it. But there was an older gentleman on the side of a building that got the law called on him, and the cops came up to him. He had an aerosol can in his mouth.
Now, what about, like, aerosol cheese?
I don't know about that yet, because my old lady, she buys that, but she don't use it for that. She uses it for the cheese, for the crackers and stuff, but I've never seen that.
Well, isn't there a way the company could package it a little differently where this would not be a problem?
People would still be able to use that, though.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It seems like a lot of work for the people up in New York, because I imagine a lot of people buy whipped cream.
Yeah, I do around Thanksgiving, but I don't buy the aerosol. I buy the one in the tubs.
Yeah, if you buy the Cool Whip, I guess you're okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I guess we'll see how that goes, but what an interesting story.
Yeah, and that Jackson, Mississippi. I mean, how would you... I mean, just the smell of those bathrooms, probably.
Well, what do you make of that? What's going on down there? What would you do with that?
I have no idea. Did they have a pipe bust or something?
Well, you know, I haven't been able to research it here this morning, but I'm looking at stories that say they don't have any money for... or they don't have any water to flush the toilets, no water to drink. It's horrible.
Man, in every house and restaurant and stuff?
Well, I think in Jackson, that's the way it looks.
Man.
Just a horrible situation.
I don't know what I'd do without water. I mean, a lot of people don't know what they do without their water.
No, I imagine you can't shower, can't do anything.
Yeah, because, remember when we had that power out years back? It was only off like a few hours, if you remember. And people were going crazy then. Thought the world was going to an end.
I know. I don't know what's going to happen with it, but we hope it gets better, I guess.
People don't realize, like, when electric or water or something like that goes out, or the internet. Let me tell you a little story. The internet here, the Wi-Fi, my kids are so dependent on Wi-Fi that I was at work, and the Wi-Fi had gotten shut off, but I had gotten paid that day to go pay the bill. And my kids, when I got home, oh, man, they drove me nuts. As they were acting so... you know, out of this world until that internet got turned back on. I was like, oh my God.
That's the world we live in today.
Yep.
No doubt. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right. All right, phone lines are open. I heard somebody else buzzing in there. If that was you, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038, 56 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Well, I've about made it to the end of the program today, even with the voice I have. Voice of the People with Linda Sims will follow me today, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Then the Adam the Computer Guy show from 12:15 until 1 p.m. And then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday sermon, 6:10 until 7 p.m. tonight. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038.
Remember, if you ever call in and it just keeps ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in. I know somebody else was trying to buzz in there, and we would love to talk to them. 740-751-4038. 57 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Now, I don't know what happened in Jackson, Mississippi. I have not watched a whole lot of news recently that's caused this water issue. Now, apparently, we have tracked the whipped cream issue back to an aerosol can problem, which is apparently why now in New York you have to be ID'd to buy whipped cream, which, again, I don't know. I don't quite understand, because I don't think any other states are IDing for whipped cream, so I don't know how well that's going to go over. And would aerosol cheese have the same problem? I don't know. It's all very interesting, if you ask me. Coming up on 58 minutes past the hour, if you've been thinking about buzzing in this morning, now is your shot. 740-751-4038. Boy, I can smell that freshly cut grass. That's a smell of summer, which we are fast approaching the end of, as this is the last day of August. When I talk to you next, we will be in the month of September. Can you believe that? Most people consider September fall. Now, the actual first day of fall does not come until September 21st, but boy, it's right around the corner, isn't it? Time flies when you're having fun. We're going to be right up on that fruitcake pizza before you know it. We'll have to get Glenn back in to try that fruitcake pizza, because there's no way that I would go anywhere near that thing. You know, there's something about fruitcake that just does not hit me right. Now, a few years ago, one of our listeners, Ruth Haas, made a fruitcake that was actually very delicious. It was moist, tasted like fruit, tasted like cake. The fruitcakes that go around at stores, to me, taste like wax lips. I don't know. There's just something about them. But that's the way it goes. That's showbiz. All right. Well, we're done here for the day. Voice of a People with Linda Sims coming up next. Don't miss that. And then Adam Computer Guy, 12:15 to 1 p.m. for this day. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Everson. I'll be on 10 to 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
Porky, Marvin there, he doesn't seem to like you very much.
It's all an act. It's not an act. It's a little act. I'm going to blow up